This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio program, which finds its way into podcast form every day as well at DJV Show at, DJVshow.com. On demand, as it were. So I now am going to demand Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara pay attention to details. Matter of fact, Jennifer is going to update us on the details of that crash, the terrorist incident in England that took place earlier this week. What do you think? What do you know?
Well, we know now what the guy's name is that perpetrated the crime, allegedly. The suspect in the car ramming outside of Parliament, which is being treated as a terror incident, has been named as Sully Qatar, according to British media reports. He is 29, a British citizen, but he is originally from Sudan. According to the BBC, he was being questioned by authorities in South London on suspicion of preparing an act of terror. And according to the Press Association, a Facebook page for a man of the same name says he lives in Birmingham, works as a shop manager, and has studied at Sudan University of Science and Technology. If you missed it, a car plowed into cyclists and crashed outside of Parliament on Tuesday. Two people were hospitalized. One person was released, according to Scotland Yard. A woman also being treated for serious injuries, but they were non-life-threatening. So that's the good news. The BBC reported that the suspect wasn't believed to be on the M15, easy for me to say, or counterterrorism police radar. He was known to local police, so he wasn't on. He wasn't being looked at by the feds, essentially, by that, but he was known by local police in his area. There's no motive, so they're looking right now to see if exactly what was going on, and apparently he wasn't cooperating right off the bat with authorities.
Got a big problem in England. I'm confused. I'm with you there, Jennifer. Is it MI5 or MI6? Because I hear... But what's MI6?
Well, they have MI6 is different.
That just James Bond? What is MI6?
That's what you hear about in James Bond movies.
Yeah. But I think MI6 is that's Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Yeah, I guess MI5 is the security service and MI6 is the secret security service. Yeah. So they do the more secret stuff that we don't know.
So MI7 would be the secret secret.
So James Bond secret is, service? That's right. That's why James Bond is in MI6, because he's a spy.
He's the MI8, the secret.
That's the super secret service.
Super, MI9. Super, Zebra, you understand what I'm...
In any case, we now know who the guy is.
Yeah, right. Okay. So that's that story. Meanwhile, some interesting travel news, things to keep in mind. Did you know that a single personal electronic device that is capable of overheating could catch fire in checked luggage on an airliner?
I did.
Could overpower the aircraft's fire suppression system, potentially creating a fire that could rage uncontrolled, according to the Federal Aviation Administration. The first thought was that single lithium battery fires would be knocked down by the flame retardant gas required in the cargo holds of airliners. But apparently this summer, the FAA has been conducting tests, and they found out that the suppression systems can't actually extinguish a battery fire that combines with other highly flammable material, like gas in an aerosol can. You know, if you have some deodorant that you spray into your arm, my deodorant comes in a gas can. That stuff, commonly carried by travelers, blows up. Could cause an issue that would compromise. I love the way they put this. This is government speak. They don't say it could blow up the aircraft. It could compromise the aircraft. Really? It could blow up the aircraft. Come on. Anyway, that's something. I don't know. What do you do about it? It's just, I don't even know. Now, think about it. Why do we want
to
know stuff like that? What do you do with that? Yeah. Of what value is it? All right. So here's some gossip then. You ready for travel gossip?
Sure. Travel gossip. I love gossip.
Has anybody ever flown WestJet? It's a budget airline from Canada. Yeah. They fly.
I have, actually, and I had a great experience flying WestJet.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Lenore Harem didn't. She was traveling from Calgary to Saskatoon, wherever the hell that is.
Saskatchewan.
No, that's not what it is. No, it's Saskatoon.
Saskatoon is definitely the right
anyway,
answer then.
She was on, right. Anyway, she was on this flight, and the flight attendant, for whatever the reason, felt like she ought to out Miss Harem, who was formerly a man. And so the airline has gone public this week with an apology to make this woman feel better. Actually, I don't know if they did it to make her feel better, because she could sue the hell out of them. And so the woman's ID shows her as a man, but she's had her operation, and the person on the plane, or whoever it was that was at the gate, got upset because her picture didn't match. And they said, what's the problem here? And so the passenger explained that she'd had a transplantation?
Gender reassignment surgery.
Transplantation, yes.
Yeah, whatever it's called. Anyway, she hasn't had a chance to get a new ID. So when she was getting on the plane, about 10 minutes later, the agents approached her and asked her to see her ID again. She said something like, oh, that's not the name I remember seeing on the computer when I looked at it. She started spouting off different names, and they weren't hers. And then the agent rolled her eyes at her. Are you sure it wasn't your girl name that was on the computer? She said.
Wow.
How ignorant do you have to be to pull a stunt like that? So anyway, WestJet has...
Okay. But go through the circumstances again. Everybody knows you need an ID with your name on it to fly.
I have no problem with that, Jennifer, whatsoever. It's the attitude. It's this, oh, you disgusting pig. You had a change of sex operation. That's
okay.
Kind of what comes out of it. I agree
that.
With you. Yeah.
But why? I think there's a little bit of wrong on both sides to be had here.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to go through the surgery, make the complete change, get your ID, live that person. If you want to be something else, live that person. Don't expect everybody else to make changes
for you. I agree with
that.
Yeah. That I agree.
And the airport workers should learn how to treat people with respect, but I don't know. I just feel like there's obviously it's easy. Yeah, it's easy to just jump on this airplane worker, but what would we rather do? So, have someone getting on the plane without being properly vetted? I wouldn't.
It's an attitude of I'm rolling my eyeballs because you obviously have had something done. All right, tell me what you think about this then. We'll put that aside for a moment. Manager at a Staples store in North Carolina fired yesterday after a pregnant woman shopping there was confronted about what she was concealing beneath her shirt. Cheryl Bates paying for school supplies when the store manager suspected she was shoplifting. She called the police officer, asked Bates to step aside and explain what was under her shirt.
Oh, my God.
She said, I thought he was joking, so my response was twins. And that's apparently what she has cooking underneath her shirt. But this moron in the store, or is that something that's understandable too, Jennifer? And I mean, I'm not taking a shot at you, but
this kid just needs to go back to health class and learn a little bit.
She's 34 weeks pregnant, has a boy and a girl cooking in the oven, and the store manager didn't believe her. So she lifted up her shirt to expose her belly.
Yeah, I said, at least for her, it's easy to prove, but not something you should have to do in the middle of a store.
I think statement. Here's the statement from Staples. On Friday at our Pineville location, a Staples manager mistakenly assumed a customer was shoplifting reported this assumption to a police officer. Police officer questioned the customer, quickly confirmed there was no theft. Based on the outcome, Staples issued a full refund to the customer. Staples has since conducted a full investigation into the matter, determined the manager in question did not follow correct protocol, also failed to adhere to our existing policy on how to interact with our customers. As a result of this finding, the manager has been terminated. You can't help but laugh at stuff like that. I don't know. I think you need to laugh at it.
And even I guarantee you that guy will never do that again, ever.
No, of course not. And then the other back to travel news, those of you who are going to Gay Paris later on this year, you'd be happy to know that there will be public urinals, open-air urinals for you to use, eco-friendly open-air urinals.
It's called a
tree. How about that? Yeah, why do people get so upset? This is something we do on the farm all the time. What do you mean, boy?
This is not just on the farm. This is right outside Notre Dame, and these are public urinals. I saw some pictures of them, and it has like some hay on the top, and it's just. But there's nothing covering anybody.
Yeah. So despite what guys think, not everyone wants to see their junk out all the time in public. It's just. Not a thing most people are
And these are right
in.
Out on the street. They're not in any type of private area.
Ever been to Notre Dame? Have you ever been to Notre Dame?
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's very public. There's not, every inch around it is occupied with some building
or
some
activity.
Yeah,
there's a big open square right next to it, so I don't really want to see people peeing right there. Kind of takes away from, I don't know, the reverence
the majesty
for
of
Notre
the
Dame.
Yeah.
However, I was in Amsterdam in 2009, and they have public urinals in Amsterdam. And
yeah,
they
but
just,
Amsterdam
it was
is a
like
different
a, Well, yeah, whole, it's a whole different,
different
thing.
World.
But
yeah, it is a much different world there. All right, well, again, those of you traveling to Gay Paris, help yourself, have some fun. It's 18 after the hour on the DJV show.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor, with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today. Pronounced regionally as chowder. Chowder. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Music time on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I enjoying, as we get started, what you think is Fleetwood Mac. Well, it's because this is an important part of the Fleetwood Mac coincidence. No, I don't think it's coincidence. I think all these people found themselves because they were supposed to. And included in the group on Fleetwood Mac, Lindsey Buckingham, who has announced a three-disc set of his solo career entitled Solo Anthology, The Best of Lindsey Buckingham. How clever and creative that name is.
What a title.
Very exciting. Comes out October 5th. He'll be embarking on a solo North American tour this fall, kicking off in Portland, Oregon, October 7th, closing out December 9th in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. His solo anthology highlighting his career as a three-time Grammy-winning musician, released as a three-disc set on CD and digital, along with a 6-LP vinyl release that's coming out in November, just in time for Christmas. What a coincidence!
Perfect.
Studio recordings, live cuts, Jennifer, alternate versions of songs from solo albums, and collaborative works are also going to be featured, including soundtrack cuts from National Lampoon's Vacation and Time Bomb Town from Back to the Future. Live versions of Fleetwood Mac's Tusk and Go Your Own Way round out the album. Two brand new releases, Hunger and Ride the Road, will debut. So is he singing Tusk by himself, or is Fleetwood Mac in there, and do they have to get a piece of the action?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. He's one of the writers, or maybe he... Yeah, I don't know.
So he separated himself, though, from them, because he said he wasn't going on there.
He says he was fired.
North American tour. Yeah, but he was fired because he didn't want to rehearse, right? He didn't want to go out when they were going to go out.
Yeah, he didn't want to go on tour until 2019, I think.
Yeah. That's what Stevie Nicks said. Because obviously he already had his own tour planned for starting this fall, so they had to just move on without him.
Mm-hmm. Tickets for the North American tour for Lindsey Buckingham on sale this Saturday. Every ticket purchased online includes a CD or a digital copy of the single disc version of the new anthology. Solo Anthology, The Best of Lindsey Buckingham, available for pre-order now. Wowie, wowie. Ain't that swell? Okay. I like Fleetwood Mac. I've never been. I like Stevie Nicks. Never been a Lindsey Buckingham fan.
I like him in the context of Fleetwood.
Yeah, I saw that's them, a good way of putting it. Yeah.
We saw them like 2 years ago and with Stevie and with Lindsey Buckingham, and they were just phenomenal. Yeah. But it's a little of him goes a long way. He talks incessantly throughout the show.
Yeah.
Like, he has to explain every song, and he loves to hear his own voice. So maybe without him, they'll actually get some more of the hits. I don't know.
Maybe. Hits just keep on coming. Speaking of that, the new Kids on the Block, Jen, returning to the Apollo Theater. Special show at the Apollo in celebration of the 30th anniversary of their breakout album, Hanging Tough.
Wow.
Boy band on stage there October 7th for the first time since their career-defining performance at the Apollo on Amateur Night.
Oh, you got to go see them. They do such a good show.
Yeah.
I never knew that that's how they got started. That they did
the Apollo.
The Apollo. Never knew that.
I didn't either, actually. So who is in the group again, Jennifer?
Oh, come on. Donnie Wahlberg. You like him.
I know that, but I'm talking about
Jordan,
who are some of the other.
Jordan and Jonathan Knight, Joey McIntyre.
Mm-hmm.
None of it ringing a bell for you?
They're all from
Joey
Boston.
McIntyre. Yeah, they are all Boston group. Yeah, it's very interesting how, I think what amuses me about them is their age at the moment. They're not exactly
What's
new
so
kids.
Funny about that?
On the
What are they, like mid-40s? Like
at least.
What are they?
Yeah.
They're about mid-40s, I'd say.
Yeah, right.
I think Donnie's the oldest, right?
He is. He's like 47, 48, something like that.
Probably the most accomplished of all of them in terms of people recognizing him. So anyway, that's good. Fan club pre-sale starts for the show at the Apollo.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four states holding primaries yesterday. One of the winners, America's first transgender major party nominee for a governorship, Christine Hallquist, easily winning the Democratic primary for governor in Vermont. Also in that state, Senator Bernie Sanders won his primary in a landslide. Tuesday's primary in Wisconsin determining a matchup for the seat being vacated by House Speaker Paul Ryan. It'll be union iron worker Randy Bryce for the Democrats against Ryan's former aide, Brian Stile. Meanwhile, Kansas Governor Jeff Collier admitting defeat in last week's primary there. Collier saying he and his lieutenant governor will endorse the winner, Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach.
Tracy and I will not challenge this, nor will we be asking for a recount.
This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
About 34 at the hour on the DJV program. Doug, me, Jennifer, her, Victoria, her, and Kara, her. We've been practicing our singing, and we've come up with a new tune. Oh, Morosa. Oh, Mor. I said Amorosa, and I was corrected because it begins with an O and not an A. So,
well, no, that was not the correction. The correction was you said Amoroso, and so it's Amorosa.
I did?
Yeah.
I got the vowels besmixed.
Right.
The A
right.
Before the O, and the O should be before the A. How about that? O-M-A-R-O-S-A. Amorosa. Amorosa. All right, so...
A lot of people saying her name lately.
Yes, they are, Victoria, and would you please continue by doing that and telling us a little about what is going on with Her Highness?
I will say her name once again. Omarosa is now she's now the subject of legal action again from the Trump campaign. They say that she had a non-disclosure agreement that she signed in 2016, and that with all of this stuff that she's releasing, the tapes and talking about everything that's in her book, Unhinged, they say that she is in breach of that. And they actually released part of the clause in senior officials on the 2016 Trump campaign released the part of the NDA, and so it looks like a typical non-disclosure agreement. All of us have signed them before, but it's, you know, if it holds up, the difference will be this was during the Trump campaign, and she was fired when she was a White House employee. If she signed a different NDA, I think it's going to come down probably to splitting hairs over which NDA gets to be upheld. And I don't think she signed one as a White House employee. A lot of the other White House employees have said that some have said they did sign them in high security, if they have high security clearance, and other employees say that they never were asked to sign one.
Okay.
So that's really what it's going to come down to, I think.
Let's try to figure this out, because for me, I think that she's not very smart. This is a one-way trip to nowhere. She may come out of it with some sort of acknowledgement, his attention given to her, she sells a book or something, but after that, who touches somebody
like
this?
Yeah, but where was she anyway? She's got nowhere. This is a last-ditch effort. This is her Hail Mary. She's got nowhere. Where else is she going to go?
I'm going to disagree, because I learned a little something about Omarosa yesterday. I think the story here, we're all talking about what Trump said, what Trump didn't say, what she did, what her book's all about, all of this stuff. The story for me is the longevity of Omarosa.
Yeah, she's been around a long time.
She's not only just a reality star. Everybody writes her off and says that she's just a reality star. And I've heard a lot of people, including myself, go, okay, what was Trump thinking in trying to hire her? And the answer to my own question is, well, he needed a black female when he was a candidate, and she, I don't even know if he even had to ask her. She kind of jumped in and started acting as a surrogate, and so I think he felt like he was needing to be loyal to her and gave her this job. But you know, this is not the first time that Omarosa worked in the White House.
Yeah, she worked for Clinton.
She worked for Clinton in Al Gore's office.
I didn't
office.
Know that. Really?
Yeah, she worked in Al Gore's office, and then before Al Gore's office, she were actually after Al Gore's office, because nobody liked her there. They transferred her around to the secretary. She worked in the Commerce Department right under the Undersecretary of Commerce. So this woman.
So how'd she get connected to Trump?
From the Apprentice.
Well, how'd she get into that? Well, what was her celebrity status that got her into
being... Well, no, it wasn't Celebrity Apprentice. She was just on The Apprentice.
How did she get even into that?
Well, because they're business
people. She tried out.
Yeah, she auditioned. And when you have the White House on your resume, of course that makes it look like you're more of a serious candidate to be his apprentice. But the thing is, though, on Big Brother, and this is where it all goes back to Big Brother, she was on Celebrity Big Brother in, I guess it was like January, February, earlier this year.
Yeah, this past year, yep.
And I was the only loser who watched Celebrity Big Brother After Dark, where it's after the show is over, and it's basically them just sitting in the house talking, and she and Ross Matthews, she told the entire story, and it's probably all in her book, about how she didn't like working for Al Gore. She told the whole story about all of that, and she didn't really think that she was, you know, in the right position, and then she moved to the Commerce Department, and then she was working on Hillary's campaign, and the campaign mistreated her so badly, and a bunch of other people, that they all actually left the Hillary campaign. Trump called at that same time, and so that's when she changed loyalties and said, well, I've been working for the Hillary campaign for a long time. I haven't been promised a job if she wins. So Trump calls up and says, hey, I want you to come and work for me. And she said to her it was a no-brainer, and then all of a sudden she became his big cheerleader, and everyone's going to bow down before Mr. Trump. That's like her exact quote. And so that's how she flipped. So it's not surprising that she's flipping on him now, because that's all she does. She has no loyalty. She's in it for number one, and that's it.
I always thought she was a creep. I thought she was a creep then. I think she's a creep now.
If you look at it on Wikipedia, it says political party preference. It says Democratic Party all the way up until 2015. And then 2015 to present, it says political affiliation Republican Party.
Yes, she's
flipped. No matter, yeah.
Yeah.
It's self-serving. Well, people like that do make it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is a trip to somewhere else. She's seemingly landed on her feet after she gets booted.
She's a survivor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, now she's married to some preacher, and so Pastor somebody, whatever, Pastor Newman, that's all she ever keeps talking about. So I'm sure once this book is over, I don't know that she'll be in politics anymore, because who would want to touch her? But, you know, she'll become like the new Joel Osteen and his wife. Yeah. She'll be the new Tammy Faye. Yeah.
There you go. All right, speaking of religion, there's a report out this week internal documents from six, one, two, three, four, five, six dioceses, Catholic dioceses in Pennsylvania, showing that more than 300 predator priests have been accused of sexually abusing more than 1,000 children. 300 priests in Pennsylvania, sexual abuse aimed at over 1,000 children. The grand jury cites in their report, quote, "We believe that the real number of children whose records were lost or who were afraid to come forward is actually in the thousands. Priests were raping boys and girls, and the men of God who were responsible for them not only did nothing, they hid it all for decades. Monsignors, bishops, archbishops, cardinals have been protecting these priests." Some of them, including those named in a report that is basically the subject of this focus, have been promoted within the church. Until the changes take place, the Catholic Church... I could go on and read the rest of this and tell you what. This is the damnedest thing.
It's just proof of more of the same.
It's just more of these bastards getting away with stuff. It's like the it's like the athletes in school. Then we were talking about this. This has been a theme off and on here. We were just talking about it a while ago. How those of privilege, those with money, those with some sort of stature, get treated differently than the average person. And in this circumstance, all these damn jackasses ought to be in jail. Instead, they're hiding behind literally their robes or the robes of these other men who aren't really men. They're chickens, they're cowards, they're whatever you want to think of. This is disgusting. This is one of the things that so turns me off to organized religion, how people, and Jennifer, you and I have great love and admiration and respect for you, and you know that. I don't even have to say it. But when it comes to religion, you're practicing the Catholic faith that you do. I'm sure it does good things for you. But how you can support an organization like this that so totally over and over and over again in places all across not only this country but all across the world, there are tens of thousands of victims of these bastards who the perversion comes from the, I suppose in a manner of speaking, you can explain it away if you want to, the perversion of having to live an abnormal life of celibacy, which they can't live. For God's sakes, the woman I was married to was a nun, and she was having an affair with a priest, and that's why she left the nunnery.
But a lot of people say that that's not really what, you don't become a predator because you are a predator. My two uncles
were
molested by priests. So are
they drawn to the Catholic Church?
Yes. My two uncles were molested by priests as young boys in Ireland, and it was a horrific situation. And that in Ireland, you know, it's much like in Boston and now in Pennsylvania, where they've had this, you know, the church has had these huge settlements and paid people a ton of money in whatever, their hush money, whatever you want to call it. But these priests are not, they're drawn to that. They know that they had these young, vulnerable boys and girls in some instances. They had these young children, and that's, the predators are drawn to prey.
Places of power, yeah.
And
yeah,
they have, it's not,
they have power over people.
Right. And they knew they had the support of the higher-ups. They weren't going to get in trouble for it.
What you're upset with is man-made. What I take issue with is when you throw the idea out of organized religion in general, because I think there are a lot of good people who take a lot of comfort from joining together celebrating their faith. And so I think that's what you have to really separate out. And as someone who still identifies as a Catholic, that's what I do. Do I support this? No. Do I think there are so many secrets in the Catholic Church that would curl our hair and we're only finding out the tip of the iceberg? Absolutely. But I also don't think I'm ready to denounce my Catholic faith, because I've seen the good in the community and the church that I belong to.
I've seen the benefits in
my life of having a Catholic education.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm not going to throw
That's not what I'm attacking. I'm attacking the human side of this, that organized commercial industrial religion comes about as a result of people who need some support that they can't get on their own. And that's okay. You get it sometimes at the Elks Club, the Columbus Club. Sometimes you get it in church. Sometimes you get it at work. Sometimes you get it from your spouse. There's no question that humans are... they are not meant to be alone, necessarily, and they like to have support. That's swell. But to take advantage of the vulnerability of people who are weaker than you are, for whatever the reason, or they think they're weaker than you are because they were told that priests have a higher level of value than you do, that's garbage, as far as I'm concerned. No human being has more relevance or value than another human being. But in this, you hear the frustration, or maybe even anger, in my voice, because these people keep getting away with it. And people turn their head because they don't want to know what the reality is. And that's what really kind of upsets me, I guess. I've never had a circumstance like this, so I imagine if I'd been in a circumstance like this, I might have been even more angry than I am. God love you, Jennifer. You are a great representation of somebody finding the good here. We all find, I hope, good in things that otherwise might be bad. And yes, there's fabulous things that are done in the name of religion to help people. But this stuff gets in the way of it, and it besmirches. You know the old expression, it only takes 30 seconds to knock down a reputation that takes a lifetime to build. And in this circumstance, I just think it's inexcusable. And it's we talk way too much about it and don't do it. These people should be in jail, for God's sakes. All right,
well, I think 46. That's the question. Yeah, why aren't
40,
they?
Yeah, 47 past the hour.
Right this moment, there are millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. There are also thousands of veterans in need of a service or comfort animal, many of whom will never get one. America loses 20 veterans a day to suicide. But it doesn't have to be this way. The Wounded Paw Project adopts and trains shelter dogs to help our nation's heroes. They save a paw to save a life. You can help by going to woundedpawproject.org to learn more. That's woundedpawproject.org.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. This week, Staples 120-sheet filler paper is just 50 cents. Plus, a 10-ream case of multi-purpose paper is only $32.99. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
Possible. Supplies last, in-store only. Offer ends 8/18/18. Limit 5 on filler paper, 10 on case paper.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes for you to choose the font for the tattoo of your girlfriend's name, Tara.
The swirly one.
Begin tattooing and get a breakup text from Tara as you finish the last day.
Can you make it pterodactyl or something?
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 tattoo minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just 25 cents. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supplies, see store for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
See Paddington. I went to see Winnie the Pooh, or actually the movie's called Christopher Robin, but I hear the music and the animals that bring us into Warren Eckstein's world, and I think about all of the talking and the singing that the animals in that movie. I try to imagine you going to the movies with Denise. How often do you go to the movies, Warren?
Well, let's see. I saw E.T. for the first time about a year and a half ago.
Seriously, the man about town, ladies and gentlemen. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show.
Got his finger on the pulse.
Got his finger on the pulse. All right. So a couple of things are going on in the reality of your world. The dogs and drugs department. How people are getting drugs. This is a very disturbing story, so if you don't want to be disturbed for the next 60 seconds, turn your radio off. Warren's going to update us on something that is the visibility of this is horrendous. So anyway, help yourself, Warren.
Yeah, well, you know, veterinarians in Colorado, which is kind of an interesting state to begin with, are concerned that many of their clients may have intentionally hurt their dogs and cats in the hopes of receiving prescription painkillers. This, according to a recent survey conducted by really legitimate organization, the Center for Health, Work, and Environment in the Colorado School of Public Health. Although veterinarians can prescribe many, many powerful drugs just as powerful as for humans, it was never really something that they thought about. But now they're finding that people are legitimately. How does someone legitimately hurt their dog or cat to the point where it needs a painkiller, take it to the vet to get painkillers for themselves and not even give it to the dog? I don't understand it. It makes me crazy. I'm ready to pull my hair out. And these are the type of things. I'm a pretty mellow guy, but these are the type of things that would provoke me into violence to see someone harming a dog so they can get a drug for themselves. I can't believe people are like that, Doug.
We were just talking about this off the air, how crazy the world is and how really nasty some people are. Really and truly. Aye, aye, aye. There's a study out of pet owners, which basically concludes that pet owners are happier and wealthier and more fit than people who do not have pets. I'm not sure you're going to argue with that. I think that's
more apt to have a college degree as well. More apt to have a college degree, more apt to be happily married, healthier, less stress. I mean, there's no reason in the world that you don't go to the doctor and rather than prescribe opioids, you have to prescribe a schnauzer or a cocker spaniel.
Get a dog.
Make you feel better. Yeah.
Right.
Listen,
exactly.
I deal with a lot of seniors, and I got to tell you, seniors that have a dog are much healthier. They're much better. They got to get out. They got to walk the dog. They got to scoop up after the dog. They have something to relate to. And if they adopt an older dog, they can fetch about their same aches and pains. So it works out perfectly for everyone. So it's really, really important.
So Southwest Airlines has changed its cat-dog policy. So only a cat or a dog will be allowed on flights as verified emotional support animals. Is that okay with you?
You know, I have mixed emotions about it, okay? First of all, there are so many people out there that have fake therapy dogs that it makes it hard for the people that really legitimately need therapy animals to get them. So that's kind of part of the problem. There's got to be a legitimate way that people can fly with their pets back and forth across the country, wherever they're going, in a safe airline. So some airlines got to pick up on this, and maybe they have one flight a week or two flights a week from L.A. to New York or Detroit to Chicago, whatever, where it's a pet flight where people are not going to complain about having a small pet or any pet on the plane with them. Pets are part of the family, Doug. Listen, we want to travel with them, so it's insane to say, well, that you're not going to take this dog, you're not going to take this cat. But I do understand the airlines, so there should be special flights for pet people. I really believe that.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's a good idea?
I do.
I would take
I'm not sure what I'm going to do with Daisy because I haven't traveled in a plane with her yet, back and forth to California. I haven't quite figured out how to do that this year yet. But I know with Charlotte, I wouldn't have done it any other way than I did. I got her a service dog cape and brought her on the plane with me because she was really scared to fly underneath the plane. So
I would rather sit next to me. Yeah, Doug, I would rather sit next to a schnauzer or a bulldog than the jerk I sat next to the last time I flew.
Right.
Any day of the week.
Right.
You know, the dog's not going to get drunk on the flight to Los Angeles, I guarantee that.
All right, back to school and pets, taking care of pets when children are back to school. Is that a problem?
It is a problem because, you know, we've been home all summer long, parents on vacation, and dogs and cats are getting a lot of attention from their guardians, and all of a sudden we go off to school, a lot of separation anxiety, a lot of problems. So just make sure you give your pets plenty of attention, and don't make a big deal out of leaving or coming home. That'll help get them through it.
Really? Don't make a big... Why not make a big deal?
Because dogs know... The second biggest lie in the world is telling your dog you'll be right back, and they know.
Oh, no. I say it all the time.
Liar, liar.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. Victoria's the baddie. All right, Warren, thank you. As usual, we send people to you and your world. It's thepetshow.com to find Warren Eckstein. 59 past the hour.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.